Good morning. A partly sunny and dry start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone in the upper 30s and lower 40s. High pressure remains in control in between slow-moving disturbances, the latest of which continues to spin across parts of the upper Midwest. With that high pressure center dominating, we will remain dry today with a good amount of sunshine, especially the first part of the day before clouds start to move in during the afternoon. Still, though, there'll be enough sunshine to take our temperatures back through the 40s and 50s and well into the mid and upper 60s on average for daytime highs. A front associated with the Midwest storm will quickly approach tonight, with clouds thickening and rain moving in during the overnight period. Low temperatures will drop back into the lower and middle 40s. More moisture will ride up and into the region out ahead of this slow-moving front during the day on Thursday. Clouds and rain will be likely, and this will keep temperatures back into the upper 40s to around 50 for daytime highs. At this point, we'll track a secondary low-pressure system forming along the Delmarva Peninsula. This low will creep up the coast and toward Long Island overnight Thursday night. At the same time, the upper-level disturbance, currently over the Midwest, will be moving closer to us with its associated cold pool of air. The dynamically driven system will produce a cold rain, which will then mix with and change to snow first across the higher terrain overnight Thursday night, eventually even to the valley floor before the sun comes up on Friday as temperatures drop back into the lower and middle 30s. Right now, it looks like valley locations will see minor amounts of snow, but we'll have to monitor the situation for heavier amounts as the snow-to-liquid ratios will remain low. Across the hills and mountains, though, a different story, with wet snow adding up to several inches, especially in the Catskills, Taconics, Berkshires, and Southern Green Mountains, and perhaps even parts of the Adirondacks. On Friday, the steadiest precipitation will wind down as rain and snow showers, but it will remain chilly with highs only in the lower and middle 40s. High pressure will take over for the upcoming weekend, keeping it dry with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday and Sunday, with highs bouncing back into the 50s to start the weekend and near 60 on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that slow-moving area of low pressure over the upper Mississippi Valley will only make it to the lower Great Lakes over the next 36 hours. The system will produce widespread precipitation across the northern plains and upper Midwest, including some late-season snow from Montana to the UP of Michigan before diminishing from west to east across the plains today. Then rain will begin to develop across the mid-Atlantic heading toward the end of the week. Meanwhile, a stationary front over the Gulf Coast will interact with increasing moisture, producing showers and thunderstorms across the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley. With the risk of excessive rainfall, there's a flash flood threat that'll be mainly localized over urban areas, roads, and small streams. At Mount Washington this morning, 60 miles visibility with patchy fog and 32 degrees with a northwest wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 20 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 49 degrees, the dew point 40, 71% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.04 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a risk of a late day shower in the mid-60s, Boston increasing sunshine mid-50s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 64 degrees, the low 33. The average temperature, 49. That's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still 0.51 of an inch for the month and 5.93 inches for the year, which is still 3.48 inches below normal. No snowfall yesterday, 54.3 inches for the year, which is 5.1 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 58 degrees, the average low 37. The record high 83 set in 1938 and 1968, and the record low 19 in 1973. Sunrise this morning was at 6:15 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:37 p.m. 13 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy with rain moving in tonight in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 60s. Cloudy with rain moving in tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today, the risk of a shower later in the afternoon, highs in the mid-60s. Rain moving in tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Rain moving in tonight in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Rain moving in tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with rain, changing to wet snow at night, highs around 50. Rain and wet snow on Friday tapering off, lower to mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds mid-50s on Saturday, increasing clouds near 60 on Sunday, and a chance of showers on Monday and Tuesday in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.